各位弟兄姊妹平安。
Peace, brothers and sisters.
我记得上次我来的时候是七月底，已经三个半月了。
Remember the last time I was here, it was the end of July. It's already been quite a couple months.
每一次回来都有回家的感觉。
And every time I come back, it feels like coming home.
很温暖，很温暖。
Very warm.
感谢主，我们今天要讲个题目，这个题目在这个上面。靠着爱我们的主，在一切事上我们得胜而有余。
So the title of this morning's message is, In all these things, we are more than conquerors through God who loved us.
结合这就是我们现在的生活的写照。
That is what we experience every day.
常常我们征战没有力量。
Sometimes we feel like we're in a battle that we don't have enough strength.
常常我们觉得我们自己一个人孤军奋战，好辛苦，好辛苦。
Sometimes we feel like we're in this battle alone and it's difficult.
今天我要给你们带出一个圣经的人物，叫做约书亚。
Today I want to introduce you to a character in the Bible called Joshua.
他不但得胜，而且得胜而有余。
He's not only a conqueror, but he's more than a conqueror.
所以我今天我们再开始，我们来做个祷告，好不好？
So before we begin, let's start with a word of prayer.
我们亲爱的天父，我们在主日的清晨来到这个圣殿中敬拜你。
Dear Heavenly Father, this morning we come to you to worship you.
主，我们知道我们的敬拜是向你敬拜的，是得你自己的赏赐和你的喜悦的。
And we know that we worship you is, when we worship you is something that you are pleased with.
但愿我们今天所有一切都是向着你，我们自己没有什么功劳。
And in all that we do, all the honor goes to you, not to us.
也但愿整个会众都同心合意来去向着主我们敬拜。
And pray that everyone here in the congregation will worship you in one spirit.
求你的灵在我们中间带领我们。
May your spirit move and lead us.
尤其那些现在心里正在经历很痛苦挣扎的时候，在征战的时候。
Especially those of us who feel like we are in a battle in our life.
求你和他们同在。
May you be with them.
求你带领我们经过这些事情上得胜而有余。
And may you help us to experience that we are conquerors.
我们这样祷告祈求感谢，那是奉耶稣的名字。
And we pray all this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
我们现在放第一章，我们来读一下，大家一起来先用中文念一下。一起来念，既是这样，还有什么可说的呢？神若帮助我们，谁能抵挡我们呢？然而靠着爱我们的主，在这一切的事上，我们已经得胜而有余的英文。
So let us read this together in English. What then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? No, in all these things we are more than conquerors.Through him who loved us.
还有下面一章，太长了，所以我们就只用弟兄姐妹，弟兄念单数节，姐妹双数节，我们快点念一点啊。好，弟兄来念。于是五个亚摩利王，就是耶路撒冷王、希伯伦王、耶
和
华王、拉基王、耶基利王，大家聚集，率领他们的众军上去，对着基便安营攻打基便。弟兄姐妹们
，sisters，
于是约书亚和他一切的兵丁、
he and all the people of war with him,
都从
基甲上去。And all the mighty men of valor.
下面，约书亚就终夜从基甲上去，猛然临到他们。
From Gilga.
他们在以色列人面前逃跑，现在
快活
人下坡的时候，
耶和华从天上降下
大冰雹，烟火在他们身上，
直降到亚细亚。Who died because of the hailstones? Then the sons of Israel killed with the sword.
Our
enemies. Is this not written in the book of Jasher? The sun stopped in the midst of heaven and did not hurry to set for about a whole day. Let us pray together.
谢谢主，把这些话语再次让我们再读、再温习。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you. You give us the time to again review and read your word.
帮助我们能够了解当时约书亚碰见的事情。
So that we can understand what Joshua faced at that time.
求主能够帮助我们今天能够好好的了解这经文中的深意。
And help us to understand the meaning behind the passage.
这样祷告祈求感谢奉耶稣基督圣名。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen. 刚才我们读的这个是约书亚记十章，这个经文是以色列人一段历史的故事。
And what we just read in Joshua chapter 10 was a event in the history of Israel.
记载约书亚带领以色列过了约旦以后要攻打迦南地的南区。
So after Joshua led the Israelites across the Jordan River about to conquer the southern part of Canaan,
他不但遇到了亚摩利人的抵抗。
Not only did he face the opposition from the Amorites,
而且以亚摩利人五王联军起来强悍的抵抗他们。
And actually, it was a coalition of five nations that all resisted Joshua's army.
亚摩利人的人数比以色列人多几倍。
And they were, the Israelites were outnumbered by these nations.
结果两军在基遍地打了一个很重要的战争。
And they fought an important battle in the region of Gibeon.
奇妙的是神来帮助以色列人军队打仗。
And what is amazing is that God helped Joshua's army.
他们不但打胜了仗，而且打得胜而有余。
So not only were they victorious, but they were referred to as more than conquerors.
其实在我们生活的世上，我们也常常遇见许多征战。
In fact, in our daily life, we face many battles.
我们讲到属灵的征战。
And what we're talking about is spiritual battles.
每天我们都在打三重战争。
And we often fight three types of battles.
一个是内战，一个外战，一个空战。
One is the inner battle. Another is the outer battle or warfare. Or another one is the warfare of the heavenly realm.
什么叫内战？
Well, what is this inner battle?
就是我们指我们自己的肉体和情欲在征战。
And that's talking about the battle against our own fleshly desires.
所以我们保罗常说，我的在这个里面。我有情欲和这个我们的情欲和神的圣灵的领导在这征战。
So that's why Paul often says that he experiences the battle between his own flesh and his spirit.
什么叫外战呢？
Well, what is this outer warfare?
就这个世界所带领的金钱、物质和享受。
And that is what the world offers in finances, materialistic possessions, and the indulgence of the flesh.
这些东西的引诱在试探我们。
And their temptations often test us.
每天我们都在被这个外面世界所引诱。
And daily we are tempted by these worldly temptations.
所以就是外战。
So that is what we call the outer warfare.
什么叫空战呢?
Well, what is this warfare of the heavenly realm?
请你看以弗所书六章十三节、十二节。
Let us take a look at Ephesians
6:12.
Chapter 6, verse 12.
他说那些仇敌是管辖这个幽暗世界以及天空属灵的恶魔，我们要与他们征战，这些东西很抽象，空中，所以我们叫它空战。
So we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the cosmic powers over this present darkness, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. It's something that we cannot see. That's why we refer to them as the heavenly realm.
各位弟兄姐妹，我们每天都要打这三种战争。
So, dear brothers and sisters, we fight these battles every day.
内战、外战、空战。
Inner battle, outer battle, and the battle in the heavenly realm.
你看，今天我要带领你们看，约书亚也同样经历这样战争。
So today I will share with you that Joshua also faced these battles.
今天我和你们来看看约书亚有三种秘诀，我一样一样跟你们讲，怎么样靠着这个三种秘诀，他得胜而且得胜有余。
But Joshua, from what we can see in Joshua, is that he had three secrets or tips on how to win these battles.
下面一章，对，第一个我们得胜有余。刚刚说约书亚他得胜有余秘诀是靠耶稣基督得胜。And
that first secret of becoming more than conquerors is victory through Jesus Christ, our Lord.
各位弟兄姊妹，圣经有许多的教导，都是教导我们怎么样得胜的。
And the Bible teaches us the principles of how to be victorious.
其实不是靠自己，是靠我们的主。And
that is not to rely on ourselves, but to rely on our Lord.
你看我念第一个罗马书八章三十七节，靠着爱我们的主，在一切事上都能够得胜而有余。From
what we can read in Romans 8:37, it says, "In all these things, we are more than conquerors through Him who loved us."
第二个罗，以弗所书六章十节说，你们要靠着主啊，依靠他的大能大力，做刚强的人。And
in Ephesians 6:10, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of His might.
第三这个地方，很多人都会背的，都喜欢他。约腓立比书4:12-13，我真知道怎样储备剑。 也知道怎样储丰富，或饱足，或饥饿，或有余，或缺乏，随时随在，我就学了一个秘诀，我靠着呢，加给我力量，凡事都能做。And
in Philippians 4:12-13, many of us are familiar with this verse. I know how to be brought low, and I know how to abound. In any and every circumstance, I have learned the secret of facing plenty and hunger, abundance and need. I can do all things through Him who strengthens me.
下面一章，你看我在这个这些事情里面，中间跳了一个，就是腓立比书第4:14，保罗说我要靠着主常常喜乐。我告诉你，你们要喜乐。好，我们不讲这个，我讲一个很属灵的一个实际的例子，就是记载刚刚记载在这个罗马书17章。 第七章18-19节，还没到20节。
And let me give you a very practical example from what we read in Romans 7:18-20.
这里面讲这个很生动的描写。
And here there is a very moving description.
记载保罗在属灵征战中并不是一帆风顺。
And this describes what Paul experiences. It's not always smooth sailing.
保罗知道，在我里面，就是我肉体之中没有良善，因为立志行善为的我，就是行出来由不得我。所以我所愿意的善，我反而不做；我所不愿意的做，我倒去做。若是我所不愿意做的，就不是我做，是自着我里面的罪去做的。
And Paul here says in Romans 7:18-20, For I know that nothing good dwells in me, that is, in my flesh. For I have the desire to do what is right, but not the ability to carry it out. For I do not do the good I want, but the evil I do not want is what I keep on doing. Now if I do what I do not want, it is no longer I who do it, but sin that dwells within me.
这不是我们每个人的写照吗?
Isn't that all our experience with the flesh?
我心里的善,结果没有办法行出来。
The good that is in me that I want to do, I'm not able to do.
反而我肉体里面的恶,我继续不断地去做。
But the evil that is within me, I keep on doing.
所以保罗在这个下面就我真是苦啊，你看保罗叫出来了，谁能救我脱离这取死的身体呢？啊，他心里面好悲伤啊，就叫出来，不是我们的每个人的心里面所讲的话吗？
And Paul in verse 24 cries out and says, "Wretched man that I am, who will deliver me from this body of death?" Isn't that our own experiences as well?
这是他心里面极大的挣扎和痛苦，你说是吗？
And that is a struggle that he has inside.
感谢主，神没有停，圣经没有停在那里。圣经下面一句话，他说，圣经里面如果让我们看，就是他说，靠着我们的主耶稣基督。 我就能脱离，他说感谢主，感谢主。
But it doesn't stop there because in verse 25, he goes on and says, Thanks be to God through Jesus Christ, our Lord.
你看看这句话很有意思。感谢主，我们靠着主耶稣基督，我们可以得胜一切。
But here it's interesting, he says, Thanks be to God because through Jesus Christ, we can have victory.
所以各位弟兄姊妹，所以我们靠属灵征战第一个秘诀 不是靠自己，是靠着主耶稣基督得胜。So
the first secret to be victorious is not to rely on ourselves, but to rely on our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们也要学习保罗的榜样。We
also need to learn from the example Paul.
去靠主得胜，靠着主的大能大力做刚强的人。To
have strength, to find strength in our Lord Jesus Christ, and to be victorious through Him.
但是今天为什么我们生活中没有能力，为什么生活得很辛苦了？
But why is it that we live life without power and we struggle all the time?
为什么我们常常失败，常常灰心呢？
And why do we feel like a failure and we're discouraged?
就是我们太多的靠自己，不去靠神。
That is because we rely too much on ourselves and not on our Lord.
不肯谦谦卑卑的。 到神面前去依靠他。
We're unwilling to be humble ourselves to trust and rely on Him.
好不好，请大家每个人一起来念最后一节。最后一节就是箴言3:5-6，你要专心仰赖耶和华，不可依靠自己的聪明，在你一切所行的路上都要认定他，他必指引你的路。
Let us read Proverbs 3, verse 5 and 6 together. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He will make straight your path.
He will make straight your path. 他会带你走这些路的。
And He will lead you and make straight your path.
各位弟兄姊妹，不要靠自己的聪明。
So, dear brothers and sisters, don't rely on your own smarts.
可是我们在这个世界上做事、行事为人，人家都要看你啊，你要靠自己啊，好像我们自己很了不起。But
the world expects that you need to rely on yourself so that the world can see that you're successful.
很多人要依靠自己的聪明、知识、学位、地位、本领。And
they want to rely on their own knowledge, education, wisdom, and their ability.
可是到了教会里面，他们要你说不要靠自己，靠神。
But when they come into church, the church teaches that you can't rely on yourself. You need to rely on God.
弟兄姊妹，你要专心仰赖耶和华。
You need to rely on God.
不要依靠自己的聪明。
Don't rely on your own understanding.
在你一切的事上要认定他，他会指引你的路的。
And in all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will make straight your paths.
第二个, 请你看, 得胜的秘诀, 建立在神的应许和神旨意上的信心, 把信心带出来。
And the second secret of becoming more than conquerors is faith based on God's will and promises.
因约书亚, 他一生都在培养他对神的信心。
And Joshua, his whole life, has been developing his faith in God.
以这些大事、小事、中事，都能够明白神的旨意，理解神的应许，按照神的旨意去做。
And in all things, big and small, he put his faith in God and relied on God to keep on doing what he needs to do.
在约书亚第五章13到15节的时候，到那个时候，他靠近耶利哥的时候，举目观看，不料有一个人手里有拔出来的刀。 对面站立，约书亚就是对他说：“你是来帮助我的，还是帮助我们敌人的？”他回答说：“不是，我是要做耶和华军队的元帅的。”耶和华耶稣亚就匍匐在地下拜说：“我主有什么吩咐仆人？”耶和华的军队的元帅对约书亚说：“把你脚上的鞋子脱下来，因为你所站的地方是圣的。”约书亚就照着行了。
In Joshua chapter 5, verse 13 to 15. When Joshua was by Jericho, he lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, a man was standing before him with his drawn sword in his hand. And Joshua went to him and said to him, "Are you for us or for our adversaries?" And he said, "No, but I am the commander of the army of the Lord. Now I have come." And Joshua fell on his face to the earth and worshipped and said to him, "What does my Lord say to his servant?" And the commander of the Lord's army said to Joshua, "Take off your sandals from your feet. For the place where you are standing is holy," and Joshua did so.
你会说，你说这个约书亚太脑筋太直了，太脑筋简单了，人家一说你就相信了。
You might be questioning Joshua. He's maybe simple-minded. How come when someone claims that he is the army of the Lord, he would believe him?
他是不是那个诈骗集团啊？
Would he be a scam?
那个说我来不来，我要做军队的元帅，哦，你就匍匐在地。哎，他是老筋太简单了。Just
because this person says that he is the commander of the army of the Lord, he believes him and worships him.
A.W. Tozer, 英国最有名的一个解经家，他怎么解释？
And A.W. Tozer, a really famous Bible expositor,
他说约书亚，但你看这个约利哥城。 我怎么打这个城啊？这个城那么大，这么多，那么高的城墙，我怎么打啊？
And he explains when Joshua saw the wall of Jericho, he must be questioning how am I going to conquer or take down the city.
他心中说：“神啊，请你派个人来帮助我啊！”
He must be requesting and asking God, send someone to help me.
突然间，前面就有一个人。
And then immediately he sees this man before him with a sword drawn.
他是以色列大军的统帅，胆气很壮。哎，你来帮助我，还是帮助我敌人？
And because Joshua is also the commander of the Israelite army, he asks him boldly, "Are you for us or for our adversaries?"
哎，那个人很奇怪，也不说来帮助你，也不是帮助敌人。
And what's interesting is this man says, "I'm neither. I'm for neither."
我来做你们的元帅，做耶和华军队的元帅。他一听，啊，这就是神派来的人呐。And
he answered, "I am the commander of the army of the Lord." When Joshua heard this, then he knows that this is the person whom God sent.
其实 A.W. Tozer 说了很多，我们常常信的。 所想的、所念的和我们神的意志一样的时候，你就晓得这个人就是，这人就是。So
A.W. explains that when what you have requested and asked of God and it aligns with what is happening, then you know that that's from the Lord.
他二话不说就站立说：“哈，匍匐在地说，我主有什么吩咐我的仆人呢？”你看。And
then he immediately fell on his face to the earth and worshipped and said, "What does my Lord say to his servant?"
他叫他我主。
And he says, "Lord."
很多人在这个解说，他就是主耶稣基督还没有道成肉身之前的那个 主耶稣去。
And some people may explain that this person is actually Jesus himself before he was incarnate.
所以你看，他说人家叫你刚刚把脚上鞋子脱下来，这个地圣，他马上就做了。
So he says, take off your sandals from your feet, and he immediately does so.
感谢主，后来这个耶和华军队的元帅带领他们就把在这个耶利哥城绕成一圈一圈，绕成七圈，城墙倒了，他们就进去把这个城征服了。
And then this commander of the army with Joshua leads the Israelite army to circle around the city of Jericho 7 times, and along the 7th time, the walls came down.
好了，我们再看这个畸变的战争，它是以色列人不断在迦南地能不能存活，而且和神的荣耀有关。
So let's take a closer look at this battle in Gibeon. This battle was for the survival of the Israelite nation and also to God's glory.
所以在清晨的时候，他向神做了一个很大胆的祷告。
So then before the sun came up, he boldly prayed to God.
究竟这祷告是什么？
And what was that prayer?
他在十章十二节他说，日头啊，你要停在畸变，月亮啊，你要止在亚亚伦谷。
And he says, Sun, stand still at Gibeon, and moon in the valley of Aijalon.
你看啊，各位弟兄姊妹，他敢说日头你别动了。月亮不动，谁敢做这样的祷告？这么大胆的祷告。
Did he boldly ask and request that the sun and the moon stand still? Who would make such a bold request?
谁有没有听他祷告呢？
Well, did God answer him?
有的，你看十三节，于是日头停留，月亮止住，直到以色列国民向敌人报仇。这是不是写在一个历史书上吗？日头在天当中停住，不急速下降，月有一日之久。
And God answered Joshua in verse 13, and the sun stood still and the moon stopped until the nation took vengeance on their enemies. Is this not written in the book of Jashar? The sun stopped in the midst of heaven and did not hurry to set for about a whole day.
这是一个超自然的现象。
That is a supernatural event.
只有创造天地的神才能够做到。
It can only be done by the creator of this universe.
各位弟兄姊妹，我是个物理老师，我是学物理的。
And I am actually a physics teacher.
人家就问我过，你学物理的，这句话是解释说，神使地球用了48小时转了一圈呢，不是24呢，还是它停在空中不转？
So some people know that I'm a physics teacher. They would ask me, well, how do you explain this? Did the sun revolve around the sun 48 hours instead of 24 hours, or did it just stay still?
我说我不知道。
And I said, I don't know.
我说我学物理，绝对不，这个我无法解释。
And he said, even though I studied physics, I cannot explain this.
这是超自然的。
Because it's supernatural.
这是神的神奇。
That is a miracle from God.
我们做人怎么能够解释？
How can we, as man, explain that?
总之，神让他们在充足的日光之下多了一天，杀敌歼灭敌人。
But we do know is that God gave them the chance to take vengeance on their enemies.
你说第十章第九到十一节，他们整夜行军，从基甲到基变，然后拂晓攻击。那些亚摩利人睡觉的时候，他们就攻击他。
And they took a day's travel time to Gilba, right?
From Gilga to what?
From Gilga
to Gibeon.
To Gibeon.
Gibeon.
And attacked them at night, and they were they struck them by surprise.
Attacked them early in the morning.
Early in the morning.
所以他们这时候那个敌人就溃败。
And at that time, the enemies
collapsed.
而
且还有一件，你看啊，他们耶和华从天上降下大冰雹，只打在亚摩利人 不打在以色列人身上。
Another amazing thing that happened was that the Lord threw down large stones from heaven and it struck only the enemies of Israel.
人家问我，你是学物理的，怎么是这个冰雹像导弹一样啊？冰雹像飞弹一样，只打这个坏人，不打好人，这怎么解释啊？
So someone would ask me again, hey, you study physics. How can these stones that fall from heavens can be so precise at only hitting the enemies of Israel and not the Israelites?
这个我有回答了。
But this, I have an answer.
我说你能够相信这个日头停住，月亮停住，那你就相信这是每个冰雹就是导弹，砰砰砰，打死一些坏人啊。
So if you can believe that the sun and the moon can stay still, then you can believe that these large stones that came down from heaven can be as precise as these as missiles.
圣经在十章十一节，他们被冰雹打死的，被比以色列用刀杀死的还多。
And here it says, there were more who died because of the hailstones than the sons of Israel killed with the sword.
这是一场得胜而有余的大战。
And that is a battle that was victorious, that they were more than conquerors.
各位弟兄姊妹，我们这里学了一个信心的功课。
So here we learn an important lesson of faith.
就是信心是一个把一个不可能的事变成可能的事唯一的道路。
And faith is what can make the impossible possible.
各位弟兄姊妹，我自己讲个很短的例子。我今年有好多好多小的事情发生在我身上。
And I can give you a lot of personal testimonies. There's a lot of experience in my life this year.
三月的时候，在菲律宾去玩的时候，忽然间一个右脚发生了 shingles， 就是带状的疱疹，痛得我要死，每天晚上四点就醒来，睡不着觉。
In March, when I went on vacation to the Philippines, my left leg had shingles.
Right leg.
Right leg.
第二件事情就是我今天不知道在九月的时候摔了一跤，摔了个脸上，哇，这么大一个包，一脸都是黑黢黢的，不敢来讲道。
And in September, I fell on the curb while I was taking a stroll, and I was bruised all in the face. And I,
十月的时候，忽然间全身发生过敏，痒得要命，这糟糕了，这痒得要命。
And in October, I had an allergic reaction all over my body.
各位弟兄们，我只有靠祷告，只有靠我的信心，是神啊，你要医治你的仆人。
And I only relied on prayer, and my Lord, I asked God to heal his servant.
今天在各位的面前，我告诉你。
And in front of you all, I tell you,
我的 shingles 已经好了。
I've already fully recovered from my shingles.
只有一点麻而已，不痒了。
Only I feel a little numbness, but definitely no more pain.
我的脸你们看看也可以看见了啊。
And you can also see that all the bruises have recovered from my face.
全身的痒也没有了。
And all my allergic reaction, the itchiness have gone.
当然需要好好的洗澡，是真的。
Of course, I need to have a thorough bath.
各位弟兄姊妹，我们靠着信心，凡事都能做。
Dear brothers and sisters, through faith, we can conquer all things.
感谢主，约书亚他靠着他的信心就得胜的这一切。
And thanks be to God that Joshua was victorious because of his faith.
记得他我们的信心是建立在神的应许和神的旨意上。
And his faith is based on God's will and promises.
请你看第十章十二节，十节第八节，耶和华对约书亚说：“不要怕他们，我已经把他们交在你的手里，他们无一人在你面前能够站立得住。”第八节。
In Joshua chapter 10 verse 8, and the Lord said to Joshua, "Do not fear them, for I have given them into your hands. Not a man of them shall stand before you."
感谢主，这就是神的应许和神的旨意。
That is God's will and His promise.
所以约书亚才凭着这些向神大胆的祷告。
That's how Joshua can boldly request and pray to God.
他就用两天的时间彻底的击败敌人，歼灭敌人，完成他占领约也这个迦南地南部这个军事行动。
And in 2 days, he conquered all of his enemies and took down that southern part of the land of Canaan.
各位弟兄姐妹，我告诉你们一点，从这一仗以后，他们没有打过什么大仗。
And then after this great battle, there's no other battle that's as this great.
因为把这个敌人都彻底歼灭了嘛。
Because they've conquered all of the enemies throughout that region.
所以七年之中，他把整个迦南地都征服了。
So within 7 years' time, he conquered all the land of Canaan.
这不是神的旨意和神的帮助吗？
Now, isn't that the promise and will of God and God's help?
所以我来做个综合，来一个讲到你下面一章是不是？对，让我们不断培养我们的信心。
So let us keep building up our faith.
从第一个，这个信心就能明白理解神的旨意和神的应许。
So that we can understand and comprehend God's will and promises.
然后按照照着神的旨意和应许向神祈求和向神祷告。
Ask and pray according to God's will and promises.
神就听我们的祷告，使我们得胜而有余。
God will listen to our prayers and make us more than conquerors.
各位弟兄，不要靠自己的意识去向神求，有时候我们妄求。
Don't ask according to your own will.
我说神啊，请你让我中一个奖，能够得$200万好不好？
Don't ask God, please let me win the lottery for $200 million.
对不起，这不可不是神的祷告。
Sorry, that is not the will of God.
所以我们要明白神的祷旨意，明白理解他，然后向照着他的旨意下求，这样的这个我们的祷告就会被允许，我们就会得胜而有余。
So we need to understand and comprehend God's will so that we can pray according to His will and promises.
第三，我们来看第三的秘诀，要把它分别为圣。
And the third secret of becoming more than conquerors, the spiritual principle of sanctification.
他约书亚带领以色列人不要和这个迦南地人混在一起，要分别为圣。
And Joshua leads the Israelites and says that they cannot mix with the other nations.
免得以色列人他们的纯正的信仰被这些迦南地人的拜偶像和异端所玷污，所改变。
So that they would not be tempted and be led astray and worship idols of these other nations.
我讲个短短的故事。
And I'll share a short story.
我有个很好的朋友在大学，我们在同一个教会里面，一个团契里面。
I have a college friend that I also served and was a part of the same fellowship with.
可能这里面有人认识他，他叫龙维奈医师，认不认识 ？Dr. Titus Long.
Some people may recognize him, Dr. Titus Long.
他是台大医学院，我是师大物理系，师大的这个师范大学，我们两个在同一个教会里面在一起。
So we studied at different universities, but we served and attended the same church.
他后来就医生嘛，他到台东基督教医院去做医生。
And he became a doctor, and he worked at a hospital
in 台中。
In 台中。
那台东。
台东。
However, 我就有一天我就问他说，什么叫做分别为圣？然后我给你解释一下分别为圣。
So then one day I asked him, well, what does it mean to be sanctified?
他说，医院是全世界最干净的地方。
And he explains to me, you know, hospitals are the cleanest place on earth.
因为我们什么东西都讲究洗干净，用无菌的去处理。
Because everything in the hospital needs to be sanitized.
所以他说，所以我们的医院是很干净的，每个人都很干净的。
So it should be the cleanest place on earth. Everything needs to be sanitized and clean.
可是医院也是世界上最脏的地方。
But at the same time, hospitals are also the dirtiest of all places.
哎，我说，喂，你怎么讲话有点矛盾啊？
Then I asked them, well, isn't there a contradiction there?
你不是说刚刚医院最干净，怎么医院又是最脏了？
Didn't you just say the hospital is the cleanest place on earth? Then you say it's also the dirtiest place on earth.
他说我告诉你，只要把它分别开去，分别一定要分别得很清楚，干净的就是干净的，脏的就是脏的，千万不要把它们在一起。
Because as long as you segregate or separate what is clean from the dirty, and not mix them, then you'll be okay.
他说那病人身上的脏东西把它挖出来搞出来，那个东西千万不能够和那个同在一起。
Because what is taken out, all the things, bad things that are taken out from the patients cannot mix with things that are sanitized or clean.
这就是分别为圣的道理。
So what that means, that is the principle of sanctification.
这世界上的污秽与基督徒不要去沾染。
So what the filth from the world and the wickedness cannot be tainted, Christians cannot be tainted by it.
不要，对不起，我多讲一句话。我在美国的高中教了28年的书。
I was a high school teacher for 28 years
in
the U.S.
In Pasadena Unified School District. 我们的学生里面啊，一大堆做一些很脏的事情。对不起，我不是讲人了，只是讲一大堆人就是这样。So
a lot of the students do inappropriate things.
男男女女一下都喜欢上网看那个黄色的管道。So
they would look at pornographic contents on the internet.
我跟他讲，你们不要被这个沾染。 沾染以后，你们脑筋中一天到晚就想这个事情，就糟糕了。
I tell them, don't look at these things because they will have images that will be ingrained in your mind.
他说 ，Mr. Shu, how could I do it?
And they asked me, well, how do I do that?
我说你就靠耶稣基督，靠他来帮助你，靠你是没有办法的。
And I tell them, you need to rely on the Lord Jesus to help you, because if you rely on yourself, it's impossible.
世界上的污染、异端、邪说太多了，我们要把它分别为圣。
There's so much filth and wickedness and cults that we need to separate ourselves from.
所以以色列人纯正的信仰，不要被迦南地拜偶像和异端所玷污。So
the Israelites cannot taint themselves or be tempted or led astray by these the wickedness from the other nations.
你们看约书亚第9章19节，他讲到约书亚他们发现他们中了畸变人的诡计，以为这畸变人是从很远的地方跑来的，所以跟他们订了合约，我们大家。 互相不攻击，订了合约，结果发现不对，他们根本就在附近，他们怎么是他们被他们骗了？So
they were deceived by the Gibeonites. They actually made a contract with each other that they would not attack each other, but they were actually deceived.
所以一般人被骗以后，发现不对，不是发脾气毁约。 就是根本不理你，不加理睬。So
usually when someone breaks the contract, you would usually get upset and not deal with them anymore.
但是约书亚不这样，他有很特别的这个原则。But
Joshua did not respond in that way.
请你看第9节，众首领对全会众说：“我们已经指着耶和华以色列的神向他们起誓，现在我们不能够害他们，不能毁约。” 然后约书亚就招了他们，对他们说：“为什么你们欺哄我们呢？我们，你说我们离你们甚远，其实你们就住在我们中间。现在你们是被咒诅的，你们中间的人必断不了做奴仆，为我神的殿做劈柴挑水的人。”
In Joshua in chapter 9, verse 22 and 23, Joshua summoned them and he said to them, "Why did you deceive us, saying, 'We are very far from you when you dwell among us'? Now, therefore, you are cursed, and some of you shall never be anything but servants, cutters of wood, and drawers of water for the house of my God." Well, now let's take a look at, well, how did Joshua solve that problem?
第一个, 基别人不可以随便和以色列人交往,他们要成为奴仆,成为劈柴挑水的奴仆。
So the Gibeonites should not mingle with the Israelites. They should become servants, cutters of wood, and drawers of water.
而且他们不是在普通地方做劈柴挑水,在神的殿和为神的祭坛服侍的地方, 让他们有机会接近神,认识神。
But they should serve the house and the altar of God so they would have the opportunity to come to know this God.
这是很好的属灵原则。
Now that is a very good spiritual principle.
一方面和外邦人分别出来, 一方面带领他们有很好的为圣的机会。
So on the one hand, the Gentiles, these Gibeonites, were set apart, but on the other hand, they had a chance. They were led to a chance of sanctification.
所以以后基遍人的确有许多人去信奉神，信奉我们的耶和华真神。
And later on, we know that there are Gibeonites that believed and served in the Lord.
他们即使住在一起也不分开的，他们一直以色列一直持守他们纯正的信仰。
They dwelt together, but they were separate from each other.
可惜圣经有个大人物。 叫做所罗门王就没有办法遵照这个属灵的原则。
There's only one major character in the Bible that was not able to follow this principle, and that is King Solomon.
他说所罗门王很多被非病，他后来晚年的时候就随着他的非病去拜他们外邦人的偶像。
So King Solomon had many concubines, and later on in his life, he followed his concubines to worship other gods.
我看中国的历史，中国的王乾隆王，他喜欢有个妃子叫做香妃，香妃。
Similarly to the Chinese, in Chinese history, there was a emperor called Qianlong, and he also had a one of his favorite concubines.
就是他说，后来他就为了这个香妃，在他们的圣殿，在他们的 殿里面建立这样一个地方，可以敬拜他的神，等等等等，不是一样吗？
And he also dedicated a temple for the god that she that his that concubine worshipped.
各位弟兄姊妹，今天我们住在这个外邦人杂居的美国。
And today we live in America amongst these the non-believers in the world.
Gentiles. 其实这些美国人里面有好多乱七八糟的事情。And
also in America today, there's of course a lot of inappropriate things.
同性恋结婚也是个很糟糕的事情。Such
as gay marriage.
等等等等，我不用讲了，你们就知道。
I don't need to list all of them.
今天我们在这个地方，我们叫分别为圣。But
we need to be set apart.
我们是一个不同的人，是神呼召我们出来的。We
have a different identity. We were called by God.
旧约里面的以色列人是神的选民，新约里面我们的基督徒就是神的选民。
Now in the Old Testament, the Israelites were the chosen one, the people of God. In the New Testament, now all of us as Christians, we are chosen by God.
不要看不起自己的身份，我们的身份是很尊贵的。Don't
look down on yourself, because as the identity of God's children, we are valuable.
弟兄姊妹啊，我们要好好的守住自己的圣洁，守住自己的身子。
And we need to hold fast to our the holiness of God.
好，我们最后请你看最后的结论。
Now look at our conclusion. the three secrets of becoming more than conquerors.
有三个，第一个，靠着主耶稣基督去得胜。
The first one is win victories through Jesus Christ our Lord.
记得不要依靠自己的聪明，要专心仰赖耶和华。
And not to lean on your own understanding, but trust in the Lord with all your heart.
各位弟兄姊妹，靠耶稣基督，怎么靠法呢？读经、祷告和神亲近，不就是就靠他吗？
And how do you trust in the Lord? Of course, it's through prayer and the reading of His Word.
第二个，用一生去培养我们对神的信心。
And second is use our whole life to build up our faith in God.
如果我们有信心，我们就能够明白神的旨意，理解神的应许。
And if we have faith in God, then we can understand God's will and His promises.
可以凭着他的旨意和应许。向神祈求，这样祈求就被得神的应许答应。
And then pray and make requests according to His will and promises, and He will answer.
第三个，我们虽然我们居住在这个龙蛇杂居这外邦人之中，可要过着一个过着什么是分别为圣的生活。
And the third is, although we live in a world with a mix of good and bad.People, or good and evil people, we should set ourselves apart and live a sanctified life.
世人如何认出我们是神的门徒呢？
How are they to recognize us as Lord's, the disciples of Jesus?
除了我们彼此相爱之外，
besides loving one another,
还要终身在神的面前坦然无惧地用圣洁和公义去侍奉他。
And we also need to serve God without fear.In holiness and righteousness before Him.
可不可以请大家我们一起来念路加福音第一章七十四到七十五节我们一起来念。
Let us all read together Luke chapter 1 verse 74-75.
叫我们既
从仇敌手中被救出来 being from the hand of our enemy,
就可以终身在他面前
in holiness and righteousness
坦然无益的
before Him all our days.
公义侍奉他。各位弟兄这多好的圣经你被神救出来你愿意侍奉他用什么用坦然无惧用圣洁和公义去侍奉他。
God's word is so precious. Here it says that how are we to serve him but we, without fear in holiness and righteousness before him in all our days.
这就是基督徒分别为圣的生活。
That is a life of sanctification.
这个原则这个秘诀不只让我们保守了自己不被玷污而且还让我们用圣洁尊贵守住自己的身子。
And that's the spiritual principle that we hold on to keep ourselves sanctified.
一个守用圣洁尊贵侍奉神守住自己身子的基督徒才是讨神喜悦的。久而久之我们在一切事上都得胜而有余了。
And a Christian that lives that way and serves without fear and holiness and righteousness and keeps himself sanctified will be more than conquerors.
各位弟兄姊妹，其实我今天讲的都很简单。
Actually, dear brothers and sisters, what I have preached today is actually very simple.
靠主耶稣基督，我们就怎么不会靠啊？
Rely on Jesus Christ,
our Lord. 而且培养自己信心，怎么不会培养啊？
And how to develop our own faith.
在这个任何的地方分别为圣守住自己身子尊用圣洁尊贵守住身体我们不会做吗
And to be set apart and be sanctified live a sanctified life
在这么简单的事情上神就拣选我们做他无愧的儿女
And all these things God will God chooses us to become his children
神并没有给我们很难的事要我们做
He didn't give us anything too difficult.
他只是叫我们用这么简简单单的事情去做。
It's just to fulfill these simple things.
记得各位弟兄姊妹，我们既然我们从这个罪恶中被他救出来的话
，And if we were saved from sin by our Lord,
我们就坦然无惧地用一生用圣洁和尊贵去侍奉我们的主。
Then we will serve him without fear in holiness and righteousness all of our days.
好，我们一起来做个祷告。
Well, let us pray together.
亲爱的主，我们谢谢你，你靠着你们，你在我们一切的事上，我们都可以得胜而有余。
Dear Heavenly Father, when we rely on and trust in you, we can be holy and righteous.
当我们每天在征战、内战、外战、空战的时候，主啊，求你和我们同在。
And when we fight these battles, these inner, outer, and the heavenly realms, these battles, may you be with us.
就像刚刚罗马书说，靠着爱我们的主，在一切事上都能够得胜而有余。
Just like what we just read, we can be more than conquerors.
主啊，求主保守我们每个中间的每一个人。
And may you watch over every one of us.
尤其我们中间那些现在正在煎熬、正在征战、正在受苦的这些弟兄姐妹。
Especially those of us that are facing difficulty or challenges in our life.
求你和他们同在。
May you be with them.
求你和他们，让他们能够有靠着信心去分别为圣。
So that they can, through faith, live a sanctified life.
主啊，谢谢你今天用那么简单、简简单单的话语去鼓励我们弟兄姐妹。
We thank you for using your word to encourage us.
主啊，就让我们常常仰望你。
So let us always focus our eyes upon you.
常常用我们的信心说主啊，你就来到住在我们的心中。
And through faith that you would live in us.
我们也愿意到教会中和弟兄姊妹一起来敬拜你。
And that we are willing to come and worship you together with our brothers and sisters.
特别求你照顾看顾这个教会。
May you watch and keep this church.
这个教会是你自己从你自己的用你的生命去换来去长大的这个教会。
And this church was bought by your own life and helped grow.
求主保守这个教会慢慢的长大。
And may you watch over this church and help this church grow.
不但他们愿意对外传福音，对内也能够造就信徒。
Not only to share the gospel and make disciples of all nations, but also to help admonish and encourage and help the members grow.
谢谢你今天让这些话语在我们心中能够安慰我们，带领我们。
And we thank you for using your own word to lead us and to comfort us.
这样祷告祈求感谢奉耶稣之名求。
We pray all this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.